Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amin Armi Ratzah Sheyichyu. And the schus refuas, Rav Avraham Yosef Ben Chana. And the schus refuas, Rav Victoria Bastila Rovida. We'll be learning the sugya of Sakana in Meseches Pesachim. And of Ches Amud Aleph. Based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Hakohen Gadol, Rabbi Yitzchak Man Zatzal, says the Gemara, Tana, Ein Mechayev Noso Lahachnis Yado Lachor No Lestakim. We're not Mechayev, the Boydek, the one who's checking for Chometz, to put his hand in the Chorim and the Stakim, in the holes and in the cracks. Why? Me'asakana. Because of the danger. And the Gemara discusses what the danger is. And the Gemara says, V'ha'ma Rebbe Lazar, Shluchim Mitzvein HaNizokin. What's the problem? Shluchim Mitzvein HaNizokin. You're going to be Mekayim Mitzvah. You don't have to be choshish for nezek. So why are we concerned here that because of sakana, which the Gemara concludes, it's talking about where the building fell. And we're worried about scorpions. Or what are you worried about scorpions for? Shluchei mitzvah, ein nizokim. You're doing a mitzvah. Everything should be cool. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema tovad lo machat v'osliuni basro. Rav Ashi says there's a chash that he might lose a machat, a needle, in this mapolas, in this building that fell, that he's doing the bedika in, and he left, fell there before the bedika. And when he's looking for the chametz, he's also going to be looking for the machat. So since he's looking for the machat, then he's going to lose the shmirah of shluchei mitzvah. For the Gemara, b'chei gavna lav mitzvah. What if you do a mitzvah and you're also worried about your toelis? It's not considered a mitzvah. Where it says, if you give tzedakah for your toelis, it's a gemaldik mitzvah, you're tzadik gamor. And you give tzedakah that your son should live or other benefits. Says the Gemara, Dilma Basr, the Badika, Sinibas. Okay, after you finish doing the Badika, you are going to look for it. So now you're finished with the Badika. So that's, now there's going to be a Sakana. Nachan Bar Yitzchak says that the Braisa Paskin, you don't have to check in the Chorim and the Stakan out Sakana. It's talking about where the house is standing up, not that it fell. And what's the Sakana? Mishim Sakana is Nachrim. Because you're worried about the Goyim. Uplimawi, and it follows the Tana Plima. The Sanya Chor, Shiben Yudil Armoy, if you have a hole in between a Jew and a Gentile, the home of a Jew and the home of a Gentile. You check as far as your hand can reach. The Ashar, where your hand can't reach, you don't have to check. Vivatlo Belibo, that you're Vivatlo Belev. Plimo says no. Kol Atzmo, the whole hole, you don't check. Why Mipnei Sakana? It's dangerous. Ay, Vamer Belazar. Shluchei mitzvah ain't nizokim. Shluchei mitzvah don't get nezek. So he's doing a mitzvah. What's the problem? And it's the Gemara Eichad Eshchiach. Eichad Eshchiach. Hezek Ashayni. When Hezek Eshchiach, it's different. Here the Gemara says the Sakana is Kshafim. A the guy's going to be choshed, the Jews Oisek in magic and witchcraft. So if it's Shchiach Hezeka, then there's no Shmira when you do a mitzvah. Shenamar says in the book of Samuel 16:2, V'yomer Hashem el Shmuel, etc. Malei Karnecha. Shemen, fill your kli with shemen. Lech v'shlachcha al Yishai Beis Halachmi. I'm going to send you to Yishai, who lives in Bethlehem, Beis Lechem. Because there's a king there, one of his sons is the king, the Omer Shmuel Eichelech. How can I go v'shama Shmo v'argani? Shmuel's going to hear this and kill me. V'yomer Hashem Eglas Bachar Tikach B'yadecha. Take an Eglas Bachar. And say, I'm coming. V'zovech l'Hashem. And I'm calling Yishai for the Zevach. And then you do the Mashiach. So even though Shmuel was going to be Shlichus Shal Makom, he was still afraid of Shal. So you see that even a Shliach Mitzvah should be Choshish for Nezek. If it's Shchiach, Ad Kan Sugyas HaGemore, HaRif V'HaRambam V'HaRosh, Yishmitu Kol HaSugya, they omitted the whole sugya. They brought down the din in the Mishnah that the Gemara here quotes, that if you, that we skipped over, that if you have chametz and a mapolas fell on the chametz, so it's kemavur, it's destroyed, you don't have to worry about it. And it's talking only in a case where a dog can't find it. That they bring. If they don't bring, then ain't mechayim and oto livtok b'charen u'bistokin. They sakanas akrav. You don't have to check in the holes because they're worried about the scorpions. Why did they omit this? V'amen al zeh b'is yosef b'arachayim tof lamed gimel. And he says that even though we have another ukimta in the Gemara of the Heiliger of Nachum Bar Yitzchok, he was ma'amid b'ukimta achriti mitzat sakonis akum mikol makom ukimta kamais lo nitches. We still have the first ukimta, which wasn't rejected. And it could be Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok is maskim to this ukimta. Because if you have one ukimta, it doesn't mean it rejects the other ukimta. So why is this halacha about Sakanas Akrav not brought down the halacha? Now that we answer the kasha, the Gemara answers the kasha. Rebbe Lazar Ay Shluchim Mitzvah Enin Izokin. And Ravashi says, no, don't worry about it. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara is Matari, it's the Kasha. So it seemed that the Gemara is holding with this Teretz. With this Ukimta of Akrav. Of Sakanas Akrav. So why don't we bring down that you're never chayv to do bedikas chametz if there's charam mustakim, if the building fell down because of sakanas akrav? How come the Rishonim omit this halacha? So Beis Yosef blibes with the tzarechim. Also in the Magen Avraham and Tav Lamed Gimel Sifkat Yud Gimel. The Rambam doesn't bring down the Sakanas Akrav, but he does bring down the din of the Chor Shebein Yisrael LaAkum, than Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak case. If you have a hole in between a Jew and a Goy, it's pater from Bedika. Because we said the Goy is going to say that you're doing Kishuf, and that's dangerous. Get the Goy upset that you're doing Kishuf, that it will choshesh you. We'll suspect you. The Rambam brings that down. But Girsas HaMagid Mishnah Sham, V'cheinu Girsas Roiv Kisvei HaYad, as is brought down in the Maduras HaRambam of Reb Shamsi Frankel, the Rambam doesn't bring the chiluk between a hole between a Jew and a Jew, and between a Jew and a Goy. So in the Gears of the Magid Mishnah, there's no chiluk between Jew and a Jew and Jew and a Goy. And the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Plima, because Plima was the one who said if it's between a Jew and a Goy, you don't check out Sakana. And the Gemara says again, the Sakana is that he'll be choshed that a Jew is doing Kishuf, and then the Goy is going to want to harm the Jew. So the Magid Mishnah explains the reason the Rambam doesn't distinguish between a hole in between a Jew and a Goy, and between a Goy and a Jew and a Jew, because the Rambam doesn't paskin like Plima. But the other poskim do paskin like Plima. And the Gemara answers up for Plima. Gemara says, my sakana, what's the sakana? And the Gemara explains Plima, and then the Gemara asks, Shluchim mitzvah and nizokin. The Gemara says, shiny shchiach hazeka. So the Gemara seems to be following Plima also, so why don't we... why doesn't the Rambam like Plimo? Mechitaisi shein halacha ke Plimo. Ayin shem b'kesef mishnah b'shiltei gibor medav ches u'bach tof lamed gimel u'bach domes hanetziv l'shiltos kidma se'emek per gimel os gimel ayin shem. So we have two kashas here. We have a kasha why the Rishonim don't paskin like the first teretz of the Gemara, that when the building falls down, you don't do bedikah nechorim and stuck on sakanas akrov. Why don't we paskin like that? And then the girsa that the Magid Mishnah's girsa in the Rambam, the Rambam's not paskin like Plimo either. And if there's a hole between a Jew and a Goy, you don't check. And the question is, why not? Why doesn't he paskin like Plimo? Behemshech asugyo, the Gemara says, Boy minei me Rav. They asked Rav, Hani b'nei be Rav, the Dairi bebaga, those Talmudic students who live in the valley, and they need a Rav to teach them Torah, and they live in these villages. Ma'o l'meise kadma v'chashoicha l'bei Rav. Are they allowed to go from their houses to the Beis Medrash before Alos HaShachar and go at night after dark? Because they could be Zeich Semich on the Mitzvah Talmud Torah that's going to be making, that's going to protect them. Omer L'Nesi Alayv Al Tzavori. The Rav says they should come early to the Beis Medrash and they should leave late after it's dark on my responsibility, on my neck. I am sure that they will be protected, so nothing to worry about. Nezel Mai, what about going home after dark? So So they understood that Rav was saying Nesu, they should come. Meaning come means early in the morning. Let them come early in the morning. But to go home late at night, that wasn't clear. Nasal mai, can they go home late at night after dark? Amuloya dana. Rav says, I don't know. So Rav permits them to go before in the morning when it's still dark, but not at night when it's dark. That he doesn't know. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Lazar Shluchei Mitzvein Ani Zoykin Lo Bali Chosem Lo Bechazi Rosan. So Gemara is pushing the suffix from Rabbi Lazar that Shluchei Mitzvah are Nizok, not when they come to do the mitzvah, and not when they return from doing the mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara Keman Keshitas Mi Amar Rabbi Lazar Es Dvorov. Who was the Rabbi Lazar following? Yehai Tana. Rabbi Lazar was following the following Tana, following the following. V'sani Yisi ben Yudoimer klapei sh'amra toiro. V'lach b'zahar tzelcho amalav et sh'tei poras ro roa b'efer v'en chay b'z mazikasa v'kan do l'gotana golascha v'man akeras b'ashpa v'en chulda mizikta v'lo dvorem kal v'choymer v'may lo sh'tak en lizok. And in Yitzhak, you may understand Dr. Lizakah has come for Kama. So it says that when you go up to the base of Mikdash, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about your houses. You don't have to worry about your animals. They're not going to be harmed. So if animals that normally are harmed aren't going to be harmed, you guys, people who are more careful, they're certainly not going to be harmed. And the other about Licha, only no going. But because Zora Minayin, how do I know coming back? They're not nizok. Tamed loymar. Shteken posuk. Ufanisa baboiker ve'alachta lo alecha. Malamet shetelech v'timsa olcha b'shalom. It says you'll cook the Pesach, you'll eat it, and then you go back to your tent. Meaning, you'll come home and you'll find your tent okay. That is it. So you see that Shluchei Mitzvah are not Nizok, even Bechazar Asam. Gemara's understanding, Shetelech, you're going to go, you're going to find your old B'Shalom, you'll also be B'Shalom. Everything is going to be B'Shalom, even on your way back. Since when you return from Yerushalayim, you're not going to be harmed. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that you're not going to be harmed when you go?
And for the Gemara, Lichat Rabbi Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami, Koladim Shishlo Karka, Oile L'Regel, V'Shein Lo Karka, Ein Oile L'Regel.
So the pasuk of Lo Yachmon Ishes Arzucha Ba'Lo Yisrael Erois is not teaching us that you're not going to be harmed on your way there, as we learn from a Kal V'Chomer before, from the animals, but rather it's teaching you Lo Yachmon Ishes Arzucha, you have to have an Oretz. So if you have land, you're Chayiv an Aliyah L'Regel. If you don't have land, you're not Chayiv an Aliyah L'Regel.
And it is Noida Yehuda and Oira Chaim and Simon Sadi Dalid was asked, my time Hishmit Rambam Hach Dina the Misha Ein Loi Karka Ein Oila L'Regel V'Loi Motzinu Misha Nechlak Alze. Why does the Rambam omit this din that somebody who's Otnisht Ken Karka, he doesn't have Karka, isn't Oila L'Regel? We don't find anybody who argues with this. Why is the Rambam omit an official an open halach in the Gemara? So So the Noda Behuda answers that in the sugya itself we find someone who argues with this, and that's Rav, who says, I don't know about coming home. And if so, there's no Kal V'Chomer from Chazi Hassan. Gemara made a Kal V'Chomer. They said, if you're not going to be harmed on your way home, at least you're not going to be harmed on your way there. And therefore we had to come on to, because of that, we had to come on to the Chiddush, that the Pasuk is telling you, not that you're not going to be harmed on the way there, but rather, another word, that you have to have a karka in order to be chayim and aliyah l'regel. But according to Rav, who says he doesn't know if you're harmed on your way back, so you can't say, oh, you have a kal v'chomer if you're not harmed on the way back, you're certainly not harmed on the way there, and then the Pasuk that tells you on the way there you're not harmed is telling you that you have to have karka. Because he doesn't know, he says, according to Rav, maybe you are harmed on the way home. And if you're harmed on the way home, then you need a Pasuk to tell you that you're not harmed on the way there. If you need the Pasuk to tell you you're not harmed on the way there, then Pasuk isn't free to tell us that you have to have karka in order to be chayv and aliyah l'regel. So that's gvaldika cheshbon that the Noda Behuda made. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. However, the divrei Noda Behuda, Rav is arguing on a brisa, because we have a brisa that tells you that b'chazara there's no harm, and the Gemara doesn't ask on that, and that's tzarichiyum. It's tzarichiyum. The Gemara doesn't ask the steer between Rav and the brisa. U'befrat, Livsek Bezek Rav neged a brisa, and that the Rambam is going with Rav against the brisa, like the Noda Behuda writes, Vadei Temu Aloi Markem. Very shver. And Stam of the Gemara in Kedushin 39b, Chulin 142a, that asks Bipshitus from Rabbi Lazar, who says, She'enen Mizokin Bechazarasan, to say that this is shalo aliba de hilchasa, because the Rambam holds that you are possibly nizok b'chazara, and therefore you don't have a kal v'chomer, and therefore the pasuk is needed to tell you you're not mazik b'halicha, you're not nizok b'halicha, and you have no free pasuk to tell you that you need to have karka to be chayim and alila regel. So to say that the Gemara is asking b'pshitus, that ain't a nizok, and that from Rilazo, that ain't a nizok in b'chazalasan, is shalo abeliba de hilchasa, vade kashaloi markein. It's zeir shver to say azazach. V'im kein shuv, tzrichem iyun divrei Rambam. Ma mitkaven Rambam? Why does the Rambam omit this lahalacha? That you need to have karka in order to be chayv and aliyah l'regel? Another kasha on the Noda Behuda, that if the halacha is not like Rabbi Lazar, and Shluchei Mitzvah are nizok b'chazarasam, then we have a kasha. The Gemara brings a raya that was Shchiach Hazekas Shaini from the pasuk of Yishma Shov Aragani. Shaul's going to hear that I'm going to crown David and he's going to kill me. And that's the pshitus of the sugya and Kiddush and Chulin as well. So if when you go back, there's no klal of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokim, what's the raya from this pasuk to the din of Shchiach Hazeka? There's no raya here at all. We want to bring a raya from here. That Shchiach Hazeka shiny. And then you have to worry about Shchiach Hazeka. It's not a raya at all. Because maybe it's happening on his way back. And there's no klal of Einan Nizokin. So it must be that the Gemara is learning that b'chazirasan, shulcha mitzah Einan Nizokin, and therefore you can bring a raya from Yishma Shuva Aragani that shechet shechet chazek ha'shaini. Shechichas Eg is different, but don't say that he's not getting Nizok on his way home, because the Gemara understands that he... don't say that maybe on his way home he's worried about being Nizok, because the Gemara doesn't assume that. Gemara assumes on his way home he's not going to be Nizok, and therefore from here you have a raya that Hechat Shechichas Eg is shiny. In fact, in Mogen Ha'elef in Taflam and Gimel, Sif Katan Zayin writes, in the Raya of Shechichas Eg is shiny, it's Muchach, that B'chazir Rosan, you're not Nizok. And if the Gemara can prove from this pasuk that the problem is that Shechir Chazeka, not that Chazor. Just, if so, and we have another Kasha, because sof, maybe he was Choshesh that he'll kill him La'achar Chad Labasar Chazorosa. Maybe Shmuel was choshesh that Shaul would kill him after he returns, not as he's returning, after he returns. And everybody holds that after he returns there's no Shemira. In fact, the Maknas is Kasha. So the Maknas Metarets that the whole chash was before he's Moshiach David, because he wants to prevent the anointing. He's not worried about what's going to happen afterwards. And that would also answer Akasha before. That. He said, how does the Gemara bring a raya that Shechir Chazek is shiny for Yish Mashal Varagani? Maybe it's talking about Bechazorah. But again, Machane says there is no chash chazara, because on his way home, Shaul's not going to kill him anymore because it's too late. But lulei divrei Machane, we have a kasha. Maybe Shaul will kill him after he gets home. Shaul will be very angry. Shaul, you know, we know wasn't always acting in the most rational ways. Maybe he'll kill Shmuel after he gets home. So, as always, when we're learning the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, we have our work cut out for us. So, please stay tuned. And the Mirtz Hashem in the next shir, I'm hoping, will be Zechet to give it. B'simcha B'tuv Leivav. And we will see Nifloi Surabis Mitares Hashem. So, please stay tuned. And Seif Dover Akol Nishma. As a loikim yira, as mitzvois of shomor kize, as mitzvois of shomor kize, kol adam. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.